Hello and welcome to this episode of Between the Studs. I'm your host Mark. Today I'm joined by Daniel.
How's it going?
And Steven.
How's it going?
And we're going to be talking
you
about...
You said the same thing I said. You stole my line.
All right.
It was so classic. I just had to use it.
I mean, you can't improve upon perfection, guys.
Right, sorry, right. Mark. Go ahead.
Anyway.
We can do it again, you know.
We're going to be firing up the old time machine again to go back to the beautiful year of 1994. You'll be able to see me as an infant newborn. It'll be great. And there were also a couple...
Oh, baby Mark.
Exactly. I was born in 1994. It makes me feel really old, given that that was 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, a lot of crazy things happened in 1994, most of which will get us demonetized. However, I can say that the best-selling video game console was the Game Boy.
The original Game Boy?
The original Game Boy.
Not even Game Boy Color. Yeah, that Game Boy Advance.
That was the
sequel. Color was in the 2000s.
Yeah. And then the highest grossing movie at the box office was The Lion King.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
Which is awesome. And what's in the realm of TV, Friends, which is known for its many seasons, that the first pilot episode aired later in that year. So lots of crazy, iconic stuff happening in 1994 that isn't demonetizable. Anyway, I would say, though, this is actually one of the weaker years for Lego sets. And
I think
we all noticed that looking at the lists to pick our favorites out. But I think the reason for that might be, and you guys could chime in on this afterwards, but it's this was a year that other sets were still for sale from the earlier 90s and maybe even late 80s. And they were starting to just add little accessory packs, an additional thing, things like that. And so only some stuff was introduced this year.
It's a sequel year, very half-hearted sequel year.
Maybe in between. Yeah. They're still selling pirate stuff, for example. Mm-hmm. Wasn't introduced this year, but it was probably on store shelves.
Lots of battle packs.
Small sets and poly bags.
Now, there are a lot of Duplo.
There are a few standouts, though. A few.
We got all the good ones, don't worry.
We picked out all the best sets we could from 1994. We'll be comparing our lists and choosing which ones we will bring back in our time machine. Let's get started. I'll begin for us. This one is, I think, going to be less popular than some of the other ones on the list, but I'm a big proponent.
We're gonna start out strong. I got high hopes for this one, Mark.
I'm a proponent of the theme of Belleville, and one of my favorite Belleville sets is 5890 Pretty Wishes Playhouse.
He did it again. Can you believe him?
Now, the name is a little odd. I will grant you that. But it is a great set. Belleville sets have these huge, rounded bricks for base plates. Great figures. They had, the Belleville baby is absolutely cursed and amazing looking. Has a whole family. It's great. There's so much to enjoy about this set. The box art is fantastic. It has palm tree.
Oh, there
just,
it is.
Just everything classic Belleville shit. And I would definitely pull this, a couple of these, any of the Belleville sets, and bring them back with me. But I want to hear what you guys think about Belleville. Surely you guys can support me in my taste for crazy Lego themes.
All right, I'll go first. Okay, Belleville was for a specific audience, just the theme as a whole, but you can't deny some of the interesting parts and color choices that came out of this.
Yes.
It's proto-Friends, like early Stone Age Friends.
It's kind of Barbie-esque.
You can kind of see where they're going with it. It's not terrible.
Would you bring it back with you, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't. it's not for me. It's just not for me as a product. But like I said, there's some stuff to love about it. It's not, you know, a completely wasted theme like Galador or something.
Great colors.
Like that.
Come on.
Yeah, it does have good colors for interesting parts.
All right. What do you think, Daniel?
One of the few redeeming qualities about Belleville is the parts, as Steven mentioned. And this one doesn't have as much of the stuff that I like to see in Belleville parts, which is crazy transparent pieces, glittery pieces, chrome pieces.
It's got a few chrome pieces.
It has a few of them, but nothing really stand out
parts-wise.
I'm going to have to pass on this one, too.
Oh, shucks. Well, maybe the people in the comments will support me in my Belleville, attraction.
Now hold up. I think this one has a chrome bucket. Hiding behind the
stairs.
Ooh,
that's a pretty good redeeming quality. Belleville doesn't even make the top 10 worst themes
and
ever.
And a green cat?
Yeah.
Is that a green cat?
It's a dark gray.
Dark gray. It's a
good
gray. Just standard dark gray.
Look at that box art, though. It's so cool. It's great.
Anyway, I thought Parody said better box art.
Yeah. This is maybe not the best Belleville set or best even set designed for girls.
Joaquin the dog.
Yes, I remember that reference.
Anyway, I'll take the double L on that one. Maybe the comments will support me. What do you got, Daniel?
Double L. Set? Never a bigger L. Is this a giant pool?
What it's
is
two that? Pieces, I believe.
It is a swimming
combined,
pool.
But I could be wrong.
All right, I'll start us off with a real one.
a real one?
A real one. So we're going to do the 6256, the Islander Catamaran Islander, which is technically a sub-theme of Pirates. Mm-hmm. This is one, Islanders is a theme where I actually don't love as much the largest sets from the theme. I like some of the more mid-sized one, and I think this catamaran one is really iconic. So you've got two of those canoes with the stickers, and then a really beautiful printed sail
on the sail's
as well.
Awesome.
So in looking at that, we've got some really nice minifigures as well. So you get one of the King Kahuka, as well as the female Islander, which is really nice to get. There were like these drum heads, which I guess were printed to look like some sort of animal hide
or something. Zebra, zebra print, which calls into question where
a drum
this is
or
located.
A container. Yep, you got the classic crocodile, classic parrot. I mean, what more could you really ask for or want from an Islander set? So I think this is a fun one. It's more unlike what I usually like from sets. I usually like bases and play areas as opposed to like vehicle things, but I think this is really one of the more iconic Islander sets.
For sure.
Pattern on the sail is just so striking.
Yeah, the graphic design in both the stickers on the canoe and the sail is just phenomenal. It's so iconic and nostalgic for me, having seen this. You see this on like racers in the bay as they're driving by. It's great. It's so much fun. So I would definitely get a couple of these on the way back. So what about you, Steve?
Well, I love it, but there is one small issue, and that is the canoes. Those are stickers, not printed.
Yeah.
Correct.
And that's a big missed opportunity because they were printing all kinds of stuff back then, especially in the 90s. Everything was getting printed. But it was also one of the worst year for stickers. Worst couple years is in the 90s. I've noticed they don't last very well.
This set in particular is notorious for that problem.
So
it was all of these canoes, and I think it was more because it was being applied to a curved surface.
Not to mention,
kids would put
this in the water
dirt
and they'd
hair
play around
under
with it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's charming and it's got a bunch of great accessories and knickknacks, and it's got lots of fun factor to it. But yeah, the stickers are a bit annoying, and I'm normally not one to complain about stickers.
Would you still bring one back new, though?
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah.
There you go. Then it didn't really matter. Because then you can apply the stickers yourself.
That's true.
You can keep it
and I can show you, I can add it to one of mine coming up here.
Yeah. And Stephen, would you like to bring up one of yours?
It was $12 retail. How could you turn that?
Oh, that's fine.
Pretty good deal.
I mean, even adjusted for inflation. Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of which, actually, I'll change it up. I'll go with something a little different.
Okay.
For my first pick, I'm going with the set 5591 Mach 2. Sorry, that's the one.
Like the speed.
Mach 2 Redbird. So this is a model team set. And I have a couple models. I have one specific model team set. I have the Bigfoot 4x4. Mm-hmm. This is a pretty similar set. Building those model team sets, I really enjoy them. I think they're really cool. We had it on for sale here at the Lego store for a while, but
this exact one
with the box. Mm-hmm. Never got around to getting it, but I kind of like how it's sort of the early, like Lego's making that big push for the older audience, and this is the first sort of versions of that with the larger model scale ones.
Yeah.
I'm not into big Technic vehicles. I like big system vehicles over those, and it's the only one with a fighter jet, so I think it's pretty fun. So one of the few fighter jets.
At that time, it's just a jet.
No fighting.
There's no weapons on there. There's no weapons on there.
Lego would never.
Jokes aside, I think it's a really classic set. I think it's offers a lot for the value. I don't know how much it was back then, but it's just a good looking set.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a better deal back then than it would be now. So we can assume that it's a good deal.
It's expensive.
I would get this one. I will say though, Model Team did have a slight problem, and that's they had some stickers.
That's one of the other sets that has issues
with the stickers. However, we're going back and getting them new. So in the context of this video, they'll be perfect. So I would definitely get one of these. I wouldn't get a lot of them, but I would get one to put on the shelf.
Yeah.
What about you, Daniel?
I like Model Team as a concept. I don't think they're for me as a collector as much. I think it was a really unique thing that they were doing back then. I think this was one of LEGO's kind of first attempts to market something towards adults as more of a real model building style, a scale model.
No figures, just
than
the vehicle.
A play set. Mm-hmm. So I respect what they were doing with Model Team, but it's just never really been for me, the aesthetics of it. So I think I would pass on this one.
Yeah,
but a really nice pick for Model Team for sure. A really good showing.
A respectable theme.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And the only one that came out that year. There's a few others, but they came out in the year surrounding it.
Yeah, they would only come out with like one or two a year, maybe. Yeah.
There's like one in 95, there's one in 93, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, very, very rare set.
Glad we got one in 1984. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll start us off with set number two from my list. Is this is different from my usual picks, too. I usually go for kind of smaller, medium, sometimes a large one if there's any left over from the list. Mm-hmm. But this is the smallest one I think I've ever had in my Time Machine trip, and that is set number 6705, Space Explorers. So it just has a couple.
That sounds like a great set. I bet that was a cool build.
Yeah, it certainly was. It was all of five steps. It's got a couple of Spyrus figures. It's got an Ice Planet figure. I think it even has a Blacktron 2 figure. I have to double check the picture. Mm-hmm. But it's got a good selection of accessories for all of them. The Ice Planet figure in particular has like all the stuff that he needs to survive on Ice Planet on a. Callisto, I think is the name of the planet. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome.
And you get the Spyrus droid.
Yep, Unitron.
And I want to say this was probably like $5, maybe $8 back in the day.
Three out of the five of them were Spyrus.
Yeah. And there's a Unitron there too. Not Blacktron, Unitron.
So three Spyrus, Unitron, and Ice Planet.
Anyway, great selection of figures. I love all of these. I have all of these, but I would love to be able to go back and get a nice crate of these.
Army
and just be able to have a huge space base of all these themes. And so,
I can imagine the convenience of these.
I think this is a set that LEGO could still learn from, because you saw Star Wars Battle Packs have a bit of a phase throughout the early 2000s, but they haven't covered their own themes as well as they could have. You got Battle Packs and City, but that's about it. So
the
new space sets could really benefit from some like those little aliens. What if you want just a little $10 set with four figures? How easy would that be? Anyway, what would you guys get some?
It would
space
be
explorers?
Easy, but it wouldn't make as much money as if they make you buy the sets.
That's true. I know it's not as financially gaining for them, so I think they won't do it, but it's just great for the customer and the consumer. So.
I agree.
What do you think, Daniel? Would you
get
these?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no reason not to for that price.
For a couple bucks each,
just printing money.
I mean, and now it looks like there's one on either eBay or Amazon for $80, so there's a massive...
I don't know. I'd have to look at Brooklyn.
That's 100 times increase.
So I would take this, too. Interestingly, this is a lot like Series Minifigs.
Yeah.
Like, it really reminds me of Series Minifigs, like an early version of that. Obviously, you can see what you're getting, and there's no mystery involved, which is such a big aspect for those guys. But yeah, that is something that LEGO kind of does now a little bit.
Except you don't get the ones you want.
You don't get the ones you want. That's the only problem. Which, you know, adds the frenzy around it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see LEGO kind of change their ideas but keep some of the concepts.
Yeah, you're right. They sell figures.
It was smart then, and I think it's, even though it can be more annoying, it's smart now. So yeah, that one has held up very well over time.
You going to grab a couple to bring
back? I would grab two or three.
There you go. I got a winner, yes.
Yes.
Classic space for the win. All right, what do you got, Daniel?
All right, let's go to, I think this one might go over well with the two of you. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm going to go ahead and go with set 1906 Magistos Tower. So this was from the Dragon Masters. I always forget that Magisto didn't come around till Dragon Masters.
Yeah.
It seemed like he was around longer than that. But that was the first sort of fantasy attempt at Castle, as far as I know.
Very, very sure.
All of the other ones were at least... A little more grounded in reality. This is
first wizards, first dragons, first things like that. Yeah.
So this is a pretty simple, simple build. It's not as crazy as some of the larger Dragon Masters sets. But you've got Magisto in a little horse-drawn carriage, and then in the little watchtower thing here, you've got both of the really nice printed elements that we got. So not stickers.
Yeah, they are printed. That's
both
nice.
Of the nice printed elements we got from Dragon Masters. This window with the really ornate pattern around it, and then the arch with the two. Dragons, and it's cool because they look like the classic dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think you were pointing out, Mark, they're the big red sort of conical tower topper.
A valuable piece.
That is useful,
So, some very nice stuff. You get that glow-in-the-dark wand, of course, with Magisto. Mm-hmm. A couple nice other Dragon Masters figs. Some big brown doors for the entrance. So,
fabric nice flag.
Stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fabric flag is kind of hidden behind the logo.
Oh, it is completely blocked out, yeah.
And so me and Steven were given this set for winning a contest at Brick Fair Virginia in 2016. And
we were?
Yes.
Which what
Best
contest?
Best Brothers contest, yes. Don't you remember that?
Oh!
Anyway.
wow, that was a long time ago.
So the cool thing about this set is the box is also usable as a play scene because the back is just illustrated with the cool
looks like a Dragon cathedral Knight castle. Looking thing. Yeah.
So we'll see if we can get a picture.
We'll see if we can.
The box art is stellar.
I don't know if me and Steven still own that box. I'd have to double check. It's probably tucked away somewhere.
But, even in 2016, that would have been a boneheaded move to throw that.
Yeah,
out,
no,
Mark.
I don't think we knew not to do. It's just where did we put it? Anyway, so but
probably somewhere in the attic.
So it's a great set. Definitely would get a couple now. I think
for $20.
Yeah, for $20, I get at least three or four. So
yeah, that's awesome. I would think so.
What do you think, Steven? Do you like Magisto's chariot there?
Well, yes, I would definitely take this one home. I think that this was one of the slightly weaker lines for Castle. Some of the builds are not quite as fun as some of the others. I've done quite a number of these on the Joy Building.
They are starting into raised base plates, burps.
The models themselves are kind of chunky, but it was kind of the era. That was kind of the most of the set, so I'm not going to knock it for too bad for that.
Pieces.
No, I wouldn't knock it too hard for that. It's got great figures, a lot of fun elements that you would use. Dragon wings, the horse, obviously. You've got the doors, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to love, and yeah, it's got that charm. And I'm also getting a ton of Lego Racers vibes from this, because Dark Forest Dash had a lot of these elements. The arch is something you can actually drive under.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of nostalgia with the set, even though I'm not from this era.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would take at least one home.
Yeah, you said, Steven, not from this era. Fun fact, I was the only one alive during this time. We're getting pretty far back in our stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Interesting.
But even then, we weren't really even old enough to play them at all.
No, I was months old. I wasn't old enough to enjoy Lego. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, so that is a triple success on that one. So we're good to move on to the next one. Steven, what's your second?
Let me get back to my list here. There we go. Yep. So the next one... and this one surprised me from you, Daniel, that these weren't your favorite, but mine is the Enchanted Island, 6278. This thing is fun. I think it's the only pirate set that comes with two base plates, unless I'm very mistaken. I think there's a fortress that has two.
There was a later one that was it had the big boulder that rolled down.
Oh, yeah, that one would have had some flat base.
I think it was one of these same ones with the curved path, and I think the other one was... Well, I guess that one is flat on the right.
You got a flat and a raised one. Well, anyway, it's very rare to see two base plates in a set, which is very fun to have so much...
Pirates.
Yeah, it's so much play area. Tons of cool, like, little rooms and nooks and crannies and everything that you could stick fun details in.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of figures. I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... Almost 8, if you count the monkey, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Large set, very fun colors, and it has its own canoe, similar to a catamaran, so you got one sort of built in, ready to go. You have the small pirate vessel, sort of like a sloop.
With two sails on it.
With two sails. Not a lot of flag selection, but a ton of accessories and animals, like pirates and vines, and like parrots and vines and other things. So, a big nostalgic one. I don't know how we acquired this set.
This was a reissue. And it would have been, so there was the original one, which came out in 1994, but they also reissued this and a couple other sets, classic Lego sets, and they came out in, I think, around 2000, 2001.
Under the Legends line?
Legends, and the box would have been black and white. We got it from Toys R Us, if I'm not mistaken.
So we got the remake.
Oh,
I'll count it anyway.
It's exactly the same contents, though. So we got to enjoy this set despite growing up a decade
in the
2000s, later.
Yeah.
So it was still a black and white box, even though you bought it in store?
Pretty darn sure.
Interesting.
Interesting.
So that must have been just for the Legends line to distinguish it from the originals. Because I feel like prior to that, a lot of the black and white sets were ones that were only shot
at home
exclusives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, Darth Maul bust.
I think that's why we were able to get it, is because Toys R Us might have been getting some of those. And I don't know the story, but that all I know
is... Yeah, I'm not enough to
remember. We did not buy that online. We got it in the store, and it did not have the purple box.
And we built it. Normally, we tear apart our product, but we built this one.
Loved it to death.
Loved it to death. Super fun. And it had the river. I remember so much about the set. So there's some nostalgia going through there, obviously. But... It's rare to see a set with so many plant pieces. There's a lot of plant parts going on.
The full jungle.
And those are it's a full-on jungle.
You can make a...
It has two palm trees, two bushes, like 5 or 6 other palm leaves, a bunch of tree leaves, vines.
I count at least 15 palm leaves.
There's a lot
at a
of
cursory glance.
And they don't make the big ones anymore.
Yeah.
So,
right. Yep.
Personally, I think this is slept on. I think it's one of the better pirate elements. It's because it's just so different.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a red coat, blue coat thing, but yeah, this is one of my favorite pirate sets. Period. And I'll call it Pirates because it's in the same family.
It's a sub-theme, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is neither Redcoats nor Bluecoats, right?
It's Buccaneers.
The Islanders only interacted with the actual Pirates,
yeah,
right?
Like Redbeard.
I don't think Islanders ever overlapped with
Not the Imperials at all.
That's my knowledge. Yeah. So, Daniel, would you get the Enchanted Island going back in time?
I would get one new. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The copy that I have is pretty heavily used. So that also maybe part of the reason why.
Yeah. I don't think we have that many pieces that remain from this original set. We might even have a base plate or two. Anyway,
is that, I think I would get one of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I would definitely get at least one, maybe a couple, because just the nostalgia factor. So yeah, I'd be all over this thing. Yeah.
I don't know how much it came out, but I would buy two. I would buy one now. I would buy one now, even with the appreciation.
Given the size and the part count, is probably in the like a higher range, maybe $80, $70.
I think it says 95.
Yeah, original retail would have been not too cheap.
Is that right? 95? I don't know what website this is, but yeah.
No, that's not going to be the original.
Okay, well,
retail.
Never mind then. So,
The Brickset might have information on that, but it wasn't cheap, but it probably was not as bad as it is going for nowadays.
$66.
Is that's that terrific. Oh, that's a deal. Yeah, that's a deal.
But,
man.
You know, you got to adjust that for inflation.
Well, right?
Inflation that's in the hundreds, but yeah.
So maybe $100 or something like that. Yeah.
Fantastic set, Steven.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Favorite.
Triple win on that one. All right. Another old, big classic set that was also reissued was 6959 Century Skyway.
Yeah.
One of the larger classic town sets, featured a huge airport with a cool little tower looking over everything. You could direct traffic. Had a plane, a large helicopter, I believe a cargo helicopter, if not mistaken. And yeah, it was a great set. Lots of great base plates. I remember looking at this in the magazine. First of all, I think it was featured in some older LEGO media. We were able to see it that way. But it was also featured in not only the reissues and other stuff like that. So it's like, we always saw this one, but never got a chance to buy it. And I never
got our hands on it.
And still haven't gone out of my way to buy it. So this is definitely high up on my list to go get. Because
wait, did you say how many times did they release it overall? There was some variant of this.
Two or three, actually. Because
I thought it was even more than that.
I know that they did the, obviously, the first release, which we're talking about now, from 1994.
Might be slightly different than the other airport, I'm thinking.
I know there was probably one in the when they were doing the Legends, like we said, with Enchanted Island.
Yeah.
But then I think they did one that was even slightly later because they probably had some leftover copies and were just like, let's put a colored box on it.
They were probably still making this as late as like 2003 or 4.
Yeah, really.
So it's just longevity, though.
So it's it was a couple different reissues on this one. And so you can, depending on which version, I don't know which one's the cheapest. It might even be the original because some of those
maybe they sold the most of those.
Were more different. I don't know. Had different colors in them, so... but yeah, I think it's a great set. I like Classic Town. I do think I could get into this more as I get older. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm curious. I know it's not for everybody, and that's why some of the Classic Town sets, not this one, are kind of slept on or affordable or just less interesting. What do you guys feel about Classic Town and the Century Skyway? Daniel?
I think it's got some cool elements. The big, what is it? I guess like the tower. Air traffic control tower or whatever reminds me a lot of like the information center from
it's
LEGO Island.
Very similar pieces.
It's using those things. That's probably where they got the inspiration for it from to actually do a fully enclosed observation platform like that. That being said, some of these other classic town sets, this one just doesn't do it for me. I don't
know.
The idea
favorite,
of an airport is not as exciting or romantic of a thing to me as some of the other town sets that we might mention in this episode. So I think my older brother had this one. I don't know if it was one of the re-releases or not, but definitely a lot of good stuff going on in this one, but I think I'll pass.
It wouldn't be it's a big set, so you want to have room for some of the other ones you're picking,
For sure.
Yeah. And I think this also goes into how you build your LEGO city. Because that's...
It's huge. It's sitting on 1, 2, 3, 4... It's like 5 or 6 base plates.
It's a whole runway.
It's enormous.
And it has a lot of figures. And a helicopter, a big cargo helicopter.
Yeah, a dual rotor helicopter.
There's a lot going on. A jet, a million little cars.
Anyway.
A palm tree, of course.
I think this has to do with how you build your city. Because one of the first things me and Steven did was a botanical garden. Then we would make downtown. Then we might make an airport or something like that. So this is like maybe third or fourth in priority, but if you didn't need an airport in your LEGO city, this might not be the highest priority thing, like a police station.
Too bad Corey's not here to go to bat for
Corey, this. Corey would talk about this one a lot. I'm sure this is bigger than his job.
He tell you what plane
this
it was.
This version of it, at least, maybe not the earlier or later ones, but this one retailed for $109, which is a lot
of money.
Then.
But I mean, what is it, 5 or 6 base plates? They got to start.
Yeah, it's huge. You're getting a lot minifigs. For your money. You're getting a lot for your money, that's
you
for
sure.
You
got 12 minifigs in this set, 821 parts.
Yeah.
Correct. Crazy.
Well, Steven, would you get one of these and bring it back?
Well, here's the thing. I know so many customers. This is their white whale. This is the set that they grew up with.
A lot of people do want this.
I've had so many people. We've had it on the shelf pre-owned. People will come from 2 hours away to buy it. Mm-hmm. Like all this other stuff. So this is in hot demand for
certain people.
It gets overshadowed by some of the classic space, but for a lot of people, this is a Holy Grail set. I don't know if it's for me, though. Mm. Like, it is extremely cool. I get so many Lego Island vibes from this.
Mm-hmm.
But there are easier sets to own and have that are Lego
Display.
Island. Themed. So I'm going to say no, but that doesn't mean it's a bad set. It's
Lego
a really
Island
good set.
Should have had an airport. Why didn't it?
It had a helicopter thing, but...
Yeah, realistically, definitely should have had an airport. Because
it's
get
an
there.
Island. Yeah,
there was
I mean,
no land anywhere in sight.
There's no bridge.
No, there's no bridge, nothing, nothing.
I don't even think there was, like, a dock for a ferry.
You just got a beach. Yeah. Wow.
You just swim.
You just awaken from a coma in the information center.
Yeah.
How did I get here? Like in a bathtub with your kidneys removed.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
I mean, what?
Anyway.
What?
So,
no, you wouldn't get this one.
No, it's not quite for me, but it's definitely a legend in its own right.
All
right.
Well, I'll take a... At least you guys respect it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
You have to respect
it. They couldn't have re-released it like 5 times if it wasn't selling well.
Had a demand for it.
Yeah.
So I think it's Daniel, your turn next.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah,
all right.
I just finished mine.
Let's see. We're on round 3. All right. This is going to be my smallest set for today.
Hmm.
So this is a very little one coming from Paradisa. This is the 6402 Sidewalk Cafe. So, you know, I've talked about Paradisa on various other videos, but I had to at least get one in this video here.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that I have, and it's pretty simple. But what I really like about this one is you get a lot of the Paradisa aesthetic in the... there's a stickered part that's on the front of this little ice cream stand. And you can't see it in this picture, but as well, behind the glass, there's these printed tiles that are like all the different colors of ice cream that he's scooping.
That's cool.
And it's a really nice printed tile. He's like a little pink, like... I guess it's like a soda fountain thing, probably supposed to be, with a lever behind there. So,
yeah, dispenser. Yeah.
Very simple, small set from Paradisa, but just nails the aesthetic of it. You've got the plants sort of on this
trellis
thing. Yeah,
arbor,
yeah.
Yeah.
So just really nice overall. Embodies, I think, everything about Paradisa.
And it's pretty small, like humble size set, but it does a lot for what it is. Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, very small. Let me see. It's 47 pieces.
Yep.
But, you know, retailed for $7.25. So I'm probably going to scoop a few of these in the shopping cart.
Yeah, you could build some Paradisa scenes with this great little set.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything Paradisa, I'm immediately interested. So I would definitely get some of these. Anything Paradisa. And this one, I actually was thinking about adding it to my list, but I think I like the Space Explorers just a little bit
better.
There
you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also a similar price point, I think. But Steven, would you get a couple Paradisa? Or are you not so big a fan?
Well, I prefer the one with the raised base plate. That's the one I really like with the domed glass. That's sort of the only Paradisa set that I would like go out of my way to find,
some
even if I had
ones.
The opportunity.
Yeah.
It's very fun, but Paradisa just in general isn't quite my thing.
Interesting.
A lot of people really enjoy it, and I really admire the colors. I think it's a really good theme overall.
Mm-hmm.
But it's similar to the airport we just talked about. It's just not quite my thing specifically.
Interesting.
Don't get me wrong, though. I really like the colors. I really like the parts. But the theme is... like 1980s beach life. It's like,
all right, Mark's turn. Whose turn is it? Steven's turn. All right.
Well, Steven, I would pass.
But
no, here's the thing. It's you can totally have your opinions, totally valid. However, we won't include you on the Paradisa video later.
Sorry.
No, it's good.
We did talk about him recently when we did the beach sets video.
Yeah.
So maybe we can link that up here.
That
in
was
the
pretty
you
recent.
Check it out.
Yeah.
And then I think we're due for a full Paradisa.
Well, we might push it out a few weeks so we don't be all Paradisa all summer, but
I would grab a diver's set over a Paradisa set. That's what I would want with all the fish
divers,
and all the nautical stuff. I would want that over Paradisa. Just saying.
Oh, good choice. Well, unfortunately, divers wasn't out this.
No,
year.
They're not there. Yeah, they're not there. Yeah, whatever. But I've got one. This is my smallest set, and I've seen it around the store a few times, and it's actually kind of awesome, despite being relatively simple. You're shaking your head over here.
I know what it is, and I want it.
So. Oh, okay.
You don't have one?
No.
We'll talk about some of these.
What is the set?
The set is the Lego Spyrus Saucer Centurion. Great name. I like that one. Comes with 2 figs. It's got the Spyrus droid. I don't know if that's the leader or whatever. An android, and it comes with a normal trooper. Lots of cool elements. A lot of trans blue. Very uncommon for most themes. Most of it is green or orange for space. What did I say?
For space.
I know those antenna pieces in the trans dark blue are several dollars a piece.
They're very hard to find, so there's a lot of parts that people still really want. There's a lot of fun elements. This ship has a fun play feature where it opens up and the car can fall out and drive around and everything. So it's very interactive. It's not just an interesting looking ship that just sort of comes apart into smaller ships, which is really cool, but sometimes overdone. Mm-hmm. This one has the parts actually falling out of it and stuff like that. So a few new elements there.
For sure.
It's unusual. I believe it's built on an uneven number of studs, which is a weird one. I'd have to double check. Not 100% sure on that.
It has two windscreens.
It has two big old windscreens. But generally, it's just a really fun and kind of shows the out-of-the-box thinking of Spyrus. There was a lot of very unorthodox, like the big robots. It has a nice, it's pretty iconic to the theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I like it. And I would definitely choose to collect this. I've seen, I think we have one or two built ones in the case right now, and I'm always like, I should pick that up.
Always have one or two.
And I just never go and get it, and because there's always something that I need to buy. But
Or like maybe there's something missing or whatever.
Well, no, even if something missing, you could usually replace it as long as it's not some of those antennas or those big red wedge plates or things like that are hard to find. Yeah.
But the plates are annoying too.
I love Spyrus. I really think I should get all these sets before other people discover how much they love Spyrus, but definitely would get a couple.
It's slept on a lot.
Yeah. What about you, Dino?
This is a good one. This is one of the two Spyrus sets that I can tolerate. The other ones that are the giant robots, I can't stand.
Really?
But I love this half of Spyrus because you can take the ship and like basically do a drive-by or a flyby.
Yeah, drop the car
and drop the car, and he can like roll off.
It's the only ship that can do that.
Yeah. The big grabber arm is also on the like old crane piece.
Oh,
so you can extend it like way out. It goes out like 12 or 14 studs. It comes way out.
This you've got is this for grabbing giant and robot stealing arm. And the Spyrus
snatching
spy.
Anything.
They were sneaky guys. They were always up to something.
They're stealing satellites from those ice planet guys.
Yeah.
Snatching their rockets and stuff,
Spyrus was a bad dude.
So, double approval on that one, Steve. That's good.
That's a good one.
We're all grabbing one of those when we head back to the current era. But, So, we're back to Lego Town for me. I think I picked mostly Lego Town.
Oh, this is what I'm taking home for sure.
This one is going to be nostalgic for all of us because we all played Lego Island. But the set number is 6350, and it's Pizza to Go, which is a phenomenal set.
I don't even need to look at the pictures. I haven't memorized.
I purchased this from the case maybe a year ago.
I'll never forgive you.
I walk up to the counter. I think Daniel was like, wait. I snatched.
You did it with that. You did it with Biker Bob. You beat me just by a little bit.
You lose.
I know. There's still so many town sets I would get, but I would get more than one of these and just make a massive pizzeria for
restaurant chain.
Chain. There's all these things you could do with it, just because it's very, very similar to the one from Lego Island. It's not the same, but it's similar enough. The signage, the colors, the
layouts.
Yeah, they were taking a lot of inspiration from this set for the game, I think.
Yeah.
And I think I can speak for both of you that you would pick this up. But Daniel, how much do you like Pizza to Go?
Yeah, 100%. I love the little vehicle, too. I wish that was one of the little vehicles you could drive in Lego Island with the doors on the back.
Was it in, didn't have a little appearances in them, or was it something else in the show?
It's probably the ambulance you're thinking later, of.
Wasn't there a cutscene with it? I don't remember exactly.
I don't think so, I do wish this set had those printed roof slopes, though, because we only ever got those with the purple shingles. And there was a prototype Lego set for something else. It was like a town set. I forget the name of it. But it had like a set number and everything. And it was a little town thing with a few buildings. And it had those red printed roof slopes for the pizzeria. And the set never came out.
That would have been perfect. But they did enough with the big sign. So Steven, would you get this as well?
The pizzeria was so downright special. I don't know what it was about it. But with the jukebox and all the character interactions, you could walk around, go see the oven. It was like, that was a really special part of the island for some reason. That's where the most fun missions were you could, perform. So, the set is really, it's extremely close. It's definitely close enough. It's a Lego Island set.
I mean, it doesn't look anything like it at all. It just has the spirit of it.
Yeah. I think it's close enough. When I was a kid,
it has the same pizzas. It has an oven. It has a red
pizza,
roof.
It's a
pizzeria. It's got the chef's hat, which was a fun piece as a kid.
It looks
way
like
too much. Well, it's way too much nostalgia for it. I love it to death. So, I would grab at least three.
Fantastic. At least three. I would get a couple, too. I'm sure this was a pretty cheap set back then, maybe $10,
Probably.
Which is an awesome deal to think about nowadays. It's not, crazy expensive. It's just kind of hard to find, kind of a little expensive.
And I like the name, too, Pizza
to Go. I think I paid probably $40 or $50 for it, so it wasn't, it's still gettable. It's still purchasable.
You paid, how much, $40 or $50 to get it nowadays?
Yeah.
And that was pre-built, right?
That
no
was,
instructions,
it was
built, no
box. It was on sale.
No instructions, had the figures. The stickers weren't perfectly applied, but they were adequate.
So. Well, you could have gotten it in 1994 for $15. So for that price, you could have bought three of them sealed and put them in your time machine.
Anyway, that's why we're going back in just a minute, guys. We're just talking about our lists before we go. But Daniel, what's the next one on your list?
All right, my number four, I'm going to go with a theme that a lot of people really sleep on. Like, nobody ever talks about this theme. So, you know, it's probably been a while since you've heard about it, but we're going to talk about Spyrius.
Hey,
so
this you're copying
is,
me
this
now.
Is set, this is set 6959. This is set 6959 lunar launch site from Spyrius. Again, a theme that hardly anybody ever really talks about or likes.
Oh, you don't say.
I legit think Spyrius is slept on. I'm waiting for ours to cover it, and then it'll be popular.
And if you're talking about the giant robots, I would say justifiably so, because they look terrible and awful. But the lunar launch site is a fantastic one. I'm convinced that every single set that uses this raised base plate, the one with the big ramp on the side, is a banger set. You got Eldorado Fortress. You got
Ice Planet.
Dragon Mountain Fortress.
What's the other pirates one? Imperial Trading Post.
There's another castle
also
set
uses
that
one.
This,
yeah.
Oh, there's a Magistos thing as well. I built it for a while ago.
Dragon Knight's castle.
Yeah, that one wasn't quite as nice.
Fantastic base plate, because it's got that big sort of hollow area in the center. So in this one,
it's a volcano.
I guess it's not before, but they didn't use like the rack and pinion piece that they use in like that Ice Planet set. They sort of do it all built out of plates and tiles. But you've got this giant gray mountain just built out of burps and lerps, but it cracks open in the middle and you can launch a giant missile out of it. it's like a James Bond.
It's a Bond
base
villain
or
base.
Something.
Yeah.
So good.
Always love to see the big quarter dome. So you've got it in trans dark blue, which was the more common color here, but you've got this really crazy holographic sticker that's like huge.
Yeah. Huge panel sticker.
This time I'm glad it's a sticker, because you don't have to have a giant printing on the thing.
Yes,
you know, sometimes you don't want it.
And then, of course, you know, lots of antennas and radar dishes and things, and you can play scientist.
Little vehicle.
In a little base there. Yeah, a little vehicle, which is
another
great
little vehicle
to roll up and down the ramp, which is a lot of fun. So. And then a little small kind of other flying saucer thing. So Spyrus is really one of the only ones besides UFO to try and do like flying saucers that actually looked kind
vaguely
of alien
like that.
In that way. So crazy. I love this print on this base plate with all these giant craters and sort of pockmarks. So.
And it's like a black with dark gray base plate. It's super cool.
Yeah for sure. Oh, I don't know that I've ever seen this one here in the store. Have you guys ever seen
like
this one?
Like once or twice, and it usually goes pretty quick.
I've never seen it.
Kind of hard to find here.
You've been here the longest. I haven't seen it personally.
Yeah. No. I have seen it before, but it lasted for a little while and then it was gone.
This is one I attempted to part together when I was really young and bad at parting things together, but I do still have the base plate, so I will I would need to revisit that someday and see if I can get one fully together.
Yeah, the base plate I know we do have here in Atlanta Brick Co. We have a couple of those. Yep. They're going to run you $30, $40, $50 depending on condition.
All the raised base plates.
Depending on condition, but once you get that, honestly, everything else is not too crazy. Dark gray burps and lerps, the big panel is going
to
be a problem, especially
with
with the
sticker.
Sticker
on it. Yeah, we might have some. Somewhere.
But like the windshields and figures are not as rare as you think. They're not cheap, but it's like
most
it's doable.
Them,
so you could part this one together versus like maybe a classic space set.
The Spyrius minifigures are all the same three, so they're pretty.
Yeah. Maybe we still want this to be slept on, because if it wasn't slept on, all that would be expensive. Over here, like, want more Spyrius.
It's mostly common parts.
Yeah.
You've got one of those sort of big facet plates, but it's all relatively common stuff.
Steven, would you collect the Spyrius base?
Yeah, I think so. This would go great with the saucer. This would be a really fun one to have, too.
A great duo.
For $36.
Yeah, it's cheap. It's got a lot of figures.
That's such a good deal.
Raised base plates
are
fun.
Probably what we're charging for the base plate.
for one of the pieces, yeah, I'd take it.
Yeah, I would definitely get this too.
Sealed in the box.
I get at least two for $35. You know, maybe
I'd probably
four.
Get. I might get two.
Yeah,
that's true. Four, you could do a whole. You could get four of those quarter domes and make a whole full dome.
A mountain range of Spyrius.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Well, Steven, what's your fourth set you want to talk about here?
I think I got one of the coolest sets ever. Maybe, perhaps, depending on who you ask.
Gonna up the ante
top
here.
Top three?
One of them. So, 6991, the Monorail Transport Base.
Oh,
I had the honor of seeing a nearly, pretty much perfect example of this at, I believe it was Tampa Brick Con. And it had the guy, it was like one of those archival displays, and the guy had it running correctly, running smoothly. It's mesmerizing to watch. The color scheme is actually really cool. It's blue, green, gray, The translucent elements really shine a lot as black base plates everywhere. A raised base plate as well. Very similar.
I think it might even be the same one. It's not exclusive, yeah.
And of course, the star of the show, the monorail. They only made three in existence and 95. C-tron. Was that?
C-tron.
It should have been four.
Unfortunately, three in existence. I'm 100% on board with that. C-tron is awesome. They should have made more of these just in general for
Carlisle. Yeah.
But we only had, it's like, you know, like, what if Elvis lived longer? What if Muhammad Ali had more time to fight? Mm-hmm. Like, no, this is what we got. And they're amazing. Extremely desirable. We had one in not even a few weeks ago, and it sold within a few days, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And
we got another in the pipeline.
We got another in the pipeline. Not this particular one, but we have another monorail in the pipeline as we're making this film, video. So, yeah. It kind of speaks for itself. I love this thing to death. I've always wanted a monorail. I don't really want to pull the trigger on a price tag like that, but well, maybe one of these days. But would you guys take one of these back while they were still how much money?
Yeah. Now look up the price for a stadium.
How much was this thing back in the day?
But yeah, this is, it speaks for itself. We sold it for, I think, $1,000.
It was more than that.
Yeah, $1,200.
It was about $1,400.
Oh, so. Anyway, such an amazing set. Great play features. It was very much slept on and not sold during its time because the monorail made it expensive back then. It was probably over $100.
A little pricey, yeah.
But yeah, it, phenomenal set. I love Unitron. I think they don't get enough
Unitron.
time in the sun. So it's always cool to see this set, and definitely get at least two or three, even if they are a little expensive back
there
then,
she
compared
goes.
To other sets for the time. So.
$178 back then.
So that was absolutely absurd for back
That's
then.
That's a lot of money.
But it's a cheap sounding price now compared to what it. Yeah, again, we're doing the
now we're doing the math. But it also had the play features too. You could actually drive the monorail. The car would slide off onto another vehicle, and you would play around with that.
It's about $375 in today's
Not
money.
Not too crazy, right? That's reasonable.
Well, but you're getting a lot less pieces compared to nowadays, which you can get for $374.
It drives on its own.
Pretty
Daniel.
Dense, you know,
it
UCS
drives.
Sets. Yeah,
it drives on its own.
I still get a couple of these. What about you, Daniel?
They are very cool. But 573 pieces is all you're getting for that $375. The price per piece is astronomical.
Like 50 cents a piece.
No, this is fantastic. This is one of, I mean, they're all great. It's hard to say it's one of the better monorails. All three of the monorails
I don't think
are
there's
fantastic.
A better, I don't think there's a best one. I think
in
they're
their
all
own
good.
Right. Yeah, this one had the coolest track layout because it was the first one to introduce the switches.
Mm-hmm.
And so the unique feature was, you know, the monorail would go up off the switch tracks to the dead ends, but it would like
come back.
It would shed parts of itself. Mm-hmm. The like carriages on the monorail would like roll off as like separate vehicles and stuff. So this one I think had the coolest play features. It did more than just go around in a circle. Yeah. You know, there were a little bit more interactive things you could do with it with the switches for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's also a little bit of a action feature when it drives by that antenna, it spins around. So
yeah.
Cool things
yeah.
like that.
I believe
that.
It was just a tire, if unless I'm mistaken. Yeah. It was a tire that
rubber,
spins.
Yeah.
And it
I think
spins
they had
back.
Done that in one of the other ones
it was
too.
So but,
yeah,
it's
a tire that just rubbed against the side of it.
So smart. It's so stupidly simple, but smart.
I want to say the Futuron one might have
it probably
that.
Did. Probably.
Or we're just seeing modern takes on that.
Yeah.
Technique as well, but yeah,
that could be a case too.
Great set, yeah. Steven. I think that all of us would get this
Why
one.
Is there? There's just look, there's a Spire Story
oh, he's
in the set.
Around. He's sneaking around. They're always up to something.
It's a Unitron set, but yeah, there was a lot of cross.
They were supposed to go head to head against each other. Yeah,
they were trying to steal from Ice Planet Unitron. Everybody.
Yeah. And Spires, they're all over.
Those dadgum Spires guys.
Right? Yeah, most wanted.
Well, before I talk about my last set, I wanted to talk about a few honorable mentions. You guys may or may not have any.
Oh, I didn't get any.
That's okay. You did have some really banger sets, though, Steven. My honorable mention is set number 6666.
Ah!
And it says 4 sixes, not three.
Oh.
And it is the ambulance.
What about 666666? Is that the...
No, that's a different one.
Is that the Lego Masters
set? Yeah, that's the horrible Lego Masters set. All sixes.
That's the Walmart exclusive
plastic
brick box with Lego Masters.
So this is 4 sixes. That one's 5 sixes.
Wow. Actually, that's like what? How many 10,000 sets behind? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't do the math.
It's crazy. Oh, yeah. The 6666 is a great set. It's an ambulance, has two figures, and it reminds me of Lego Island because you drive the ambulance in one of
the ambulance,
but
really
not
fun
the
to
two
drive.
Figures that are in Lego Island.
No,
it's not Enter and Return.
It's not Enter and Return, who are the clumsiest,
so
most dangerous medical assistants.
They were
ever.
So funny.
Anyway, this guy is just one really cool dude with some sunglasses, and he's helping this gal who's in a medical emergency in the back of the ambulance. And it's just, there's a story there, and I just can't quite get it. And it's so funny and ironic to me. So I would definitely pick this up if there were more room, which there isn't. So, yeah, that's my honorable mention.
I think she was choking on a shark, which was choking on a dog, which was choking on a cat, which was
choking on a parrot. Exactly. Oh, I forgot all about that. Oh, my word. Everyone was choking on something. Yeah,
but someone pizza. Click on him.
We dropped him.
We got to put up the sign, well, no pets allowed.
Well, don't drop him.
All right, all right, all right.
Is it hard to get some sleep right here? All right, all right, all
right. Last honorable mention. This was my honorable mention. This was a Duplo set because there was just so much Duplo in this
year. There was
year.
A lot of Duplo. What was that about?
There wasn't anything crazy about this one, but it was 2621 Motorbike Transport.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a printed Octane car, Duplo car that said Octane on the side, with a little trailer that I think was also printed that said Octane, and then you could have a motorbike that was mm-hmm. like on the trailer. So just a fun one that I remember having when I was a kid, but it's crazy to get big printed Duplo parts like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. printed elements in Duplo are cool, but then having a normally system associated brand like Octane is interesting.
So if you're an Octane completionist or something, you gotta make sure you get this one.
Mm-hmm. There actually was an honorable mention. There was the Savannah Safari or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. It had the first like Duplo trees, unless I'm mistaken.
Yeah,
with the large bush piece.
It had like zebras.
And it had
and
elephants,
and
zebras. I think it even had like a monkey or something. Mm-hmm. I remember playing with that in Sunday school. I'm like, these are Duplo. But I was a system kid. I never played with Duplos.
Yeah.
At that point, I was too old. Mm-hmm. But I remember seeing that as a kid, and it immediately caught my eye. I'm like, wait a minute, it has a large prefab tree piece. So it's kind of a neat little Duplo set. I don't remember the number
Duplo
of
it. Duplo was going wild in
94. They were going crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So it was most the year of Duplo.
I counted it. It was about half of the sets released in 1994 were Duplo.
Crazy.
That's insane. Which is pretty wild. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, I guess we can move on to our final sets here.
Mine
is going to be another classic town set that I just really should pick up before it goes too crazy. It's already a little expensive because it's got some cool pieces, but this is set number 6561, Hot Rod Club. And I like this set a lot because...
Who's Rod?
I don't know, but he's hot. Anyway, this is, no, I would call this the tuner garage nowadays because Hot Rod is not really in the as used as often. It's kind of a rare word because hot rods are unusual these
like,
days.
Like Rat Rod, I think.
Yeah, Rat Rod. But this is a cool set. I do like, you know, the idea of customizing your vehicle to the limit, getting an old Model T or whatever and fixing it up and making it souped up. It's awesome. And this is a great little set, very cool. It's also got a black motorcycle over in the corner, which is a cool feature. You can imagine the bikers and the hot rods all hanging out at this garage.
You know Biker Bob hangs out.
Biker
here.
Bob probably sure owns this establishment.
I like the black motorcycle. That's a rare one.
And then you've also got some chrome pieces with that cool exhaust going along there. I think you might have maybe another chrome piece or two. Might be the only one. Anyway, it's a great set. You got the guy with the brown leather jacket working there.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, it's this like is classic jacket. Town,
oh,
but cool.
This
you know?
Is not too dissimilar from the, again, another Lego Island reference. What was the mechanic shop? What was it called? It
the
was
garage? Gas station?
Nubby?
Nubby.
Nubby's Nubbins? Garage.
Oh, Nubby Stevens or something?
Yeah.
Nubby Stevens Garage or something like that. I don't remember exactly, but this is also
the mechanic.
The mechanic. Yeah, this is also like a Lego Island reference. Yeah,
it's not the gas station, which is another set that was really basically straight put into Lego Island, but it's got that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The classic town garage scene. So I would definitely get this set. I think it's awesome. I might even get more than one just to save one sealed and build one. But what do you guys think about the classic town Hot Rod Club?
I think this is great. I think it's really cool the way that they got, you know, using those old car roof pieces, they got that, you know, kind of downward
angle,
slope on
yeah.
the top. You got the big exposed engines. You got the huge back tires and the little tiny front tires.
Yeah, the little tiny front tires.
They nailed the look of this with the parts they had at the time. I always love to see the car jack piece. I don't know why. That's just always been such a cool piece
such
to
a
me.
Functional.
Part.
Three totally unique parts that you put together and you can work to jack up the cars. So. This is a great one. I love the club sticker as well, the car club kind of mm-hmm. sticker with the palm tree silhouettes. So just a really nice vibe. I would have loved to see more of this stuff in Lego Island, like having an airport, having this hot rod thing, having another one that I'm about to talk about. So.
Yeah, this could be behind the gas station Lego Island, no problem.
If there was a little bit of a bigger budget for Lego Island, I think we could have seen some more of these sets make it in the game.
Mm. What about you, Steven? Do you like the hot rod?
I'd take it. Yeah. I did like Lego cars over Lego planes. I really enjoyed driving around Lego vehicles like this. Yeah, it has all the parts you would need or want.
It's got accessories.
A ton of accessories. I would have this over the airport, I think. If I saw the two of them, I'd be like, I'd agree with you.
It's half the size and probably way less expensive.
That's my type of classic set. You know, it's a little smaller. It's got all the fun details thrown in there. I would definitely choose that. That's a very fun
one. Well, it's going to run you a whopping $26.50.
That's a deal.
For both the cars, that's a deal.
That's actually, I would say, a little steeper for this one. I could see something by today's standards with this many parts being not too terribly much more than that.
Yeah. It might be that chrome that's kind of...
I think it's the chrome.
Maybe.
Plus the molded bike and a few other things. Mm-hmm. And all the unique pieces.
It's not like astronomically low for this.
Yeah. It's not cheap, but it's not crazy.
I would pull the trigger on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Daniel, what's your final set?
All right, my final set. I know I'm going to make some people happy with this one. This is the 6543 Sail and Fly Marina. This is a huge set with a lot of cool features, and if you love this set, you really love this set. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got a few friends on Instagram that I chat back and forth with, and I know a few different people who this is, like, their number one favorite town set of all time.
Yeah, or White Whale.
Because it's just got such a cool vibe to it. So, again, you've got the same kind of... the same kind of graphic design language on the club sign, except this one's like a boat club instead of a car club.
A lot of clubs in Lego Town, yeah.
You get the silhouette palm trees. There was like a leaderboard with like race times or something over here on the left, kind of hidden behind. You've got several large boats. You've got two large boats and one smaller boat here.
They're brick built.
Yeah, there's a lot of, fully brick built with stickers across multiple pieces, unfortunately, but...
That was the era.
A lot of the parts go into the sort of dock area, so like each one of those boats has a spot. You call it, it's not a parking space,
a berth.
But yeah, that sounds right. The crane is really cool. We don't see like any of these crane parts anymore. It was sort of like a whole dedicated system.
Levers.
Top part all the time.
They're relatively common, but it's just a really nice feature. You get an octane sort of like a
pickup truck back there.
Little utility truck. The engines you could swap out in the boats, so there was like a hatch on the back and you could change out the parts in the boat to like customize them. And then this building over here, the little restaurant, is just super iconic. You got this nice printed white and green sort of striped awning, these slightly rarer diagonal windows. So just a really nice aesthetic overall, really beautiful box art, a lot of fun play features.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal set, and I'm really not super aware of this one. Somehow this one
I didn't even know about this much either.
Very much under my radar, and I think for some other fans too, but obviously it has a big following because you're talking with some people about how much you like this set, this is their favorite, whatever.
It's built on those big gray, you can't really see them as much in this one, but those big sort of gray raised road sections.
Yeah.
They're like ramp and straight road sections.
It's like a real pier. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Definitely would pick this up.
Yeah, I didn't really know much about this up until now.
Yeah. Let's see how much. $85, so a little steep for this one.
Not cheap.
But you're getting a lot in it. It's a really big
set. That's a lot of figures, too.
700
pieces. The black overalls one.
Yeah. Oh, and the plane, obviously. I forgot to talk about the
plane. Little seaplane,
Sail and fly, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would definitely get this. I'm talking about all these 90s town sets makes me really want to build a big Lego town scene with all these sets in it. It's great. So, yeah, I would definitely get one of these. Probably not two, but I would pick up one for
there
sure.
You go.
So,
there you go.
What about you, Steve? Would you get one?
Oh. So I grabbed the smallest set for last by accident.
Would you get one of
those? Oh, I would have grabbed that. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant it was my turn.
Start fresh.
I thought I said so. Yeah, I would definitely grab one.
Okay.
Yeah, so my bad. I think it's super cool. It has a lot of charm, and it's you don't see this sort of set very much in Lego. You don't see the marina, very nautical theme going on here. This is almost like a precursor, like the divers I mentioned almost a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of recreational. So yeah, I definitely take one of those. I like the uniqueness of it, and the colors are really good too.
Fantastic.
But
what you got, Steven?
Sorry, I was all bummed out there for a second, but
you've already had some major hitters.
Major hitters, so I got the tiniest one for last. This was supposed to go somewhere in the middle. I completely forgot about it by accident. So it's set number 5138, Castle Accessories. Now I bring this up for a very interesting reason. They don't really do this much anymore. They have some VIP ones that they brought back, but we bought a few of these when we were kids. I don't know if I had this one exactly. But it comes with the white dragon and white wings, which is, I believe, the only other set to ever come with that.
So this is automatically one of the most expensive sets for
its
size.
That's pretty hard to come by. It has a couple other fun parts. It has a number of weapons, shields, glow-in-the-dark elements. These have some of the... See, these supply packs, maybe not this one specifically, but these are some of the coolest things they came out with, like Sand Red, the Cypress Trees, and a bunch of others.
Other accessory packs.
There are a couple others. There's a city version, there's a pirates one, there's a few others. They barely ever do this now. Like I said, they're bringing them back. But I remember buying these and using those parts to death, using everywhere and deliver, all broken, like, all the time. All the shields are broken, all the helmets are broken. We play with them like crazy. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it has the dragon wings and the dragon helmet.
The white dragon in there.
Yeah. To my knowledge, the only other set that has it. I think that makes it kind of special and make a bit of a standout from the others. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this was supposed to go in the middle. Maybe we can edit this to have it in the middle so I can have my bangers set, you know, the monorail at the end. But what do you guys think? Would you find this useful?
Yes, I would get probably a whole stack of these because of those white plumes. But all the other pieces are useful, too. The axe, you got the wizard beard, you got the wolf pack hood, the dragon knight's
magic
helmet.
Wand, yeah.
Flame pieces, helmets. I would use all these in the castle scenes. But I'm not sure how Daniel would want to collect this. What do you think, Daniel?
I would probably get at least one of these. I think it would be just fun to have it sealed.
That would be neat.
The packaging for these wasn't anything crazy exciting.
No, they're mostly from the magazines.
It would definitely be worth it. Maybe pick up one to keep it sealed, one to open it and get some use out of the parts.
I think the white dragon
nice and crispy new
alone is worth the investment, because this would have been like a $5 maybe.
Probably less.
$5
yeah.
bucks. But probably those three less. Together are like what, 30 or 40 bucks
now? No, more like 50 plus.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
For the white dragon plumes alone, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I know that the figure is hundreds of dollars, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's like $200 bucks now,
let's
right?
Let's see if there's even a retail. Like $3.50.
$3 for those plumes, folks.
Which adjusted is probably about $5 for a polybag
even
today.
Even so, right? Yeah. But I thought these were super useful as a kid, and, you know, I wish they would do more stuff like this.
Well, given some of the rarity of some of those pieces, I think it's totally valid, Steven, and we both would grab one.
I just noticed the plumes as I was sitting here, too. I'm like, wait a minute.
Given the small size, it would actually be easy to get a couple of those and put it next to all your other sets that you're bringing back. So
easily, yeah.
Well, that's, I think, all of our items and all
right.
of our...
That's the only thing it came in.
All of our items and all of our honorable mentions done. We can now go on our journey back to 1994. We'll be heading out shortly, but thank you guys for your lists and sharing your information with us.
Okay, yeah. Ready to go.
And thank you all for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It helps the algorithm send us to more people. And we'll be doing many more LEGO videos soon, so we'll see you then.
Bye-bye. Get your brick on!